Good morning, Panthers. Welcome to another episode of Real World Talks with Lourdes, Kathy, and Natalie. Good morning, Kat and Nat.
Good morning.
Today, we have a very special guest with us, our very own Dean of the Chaplain School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, Dean Michael Chang. Good morning, Dean Chang.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
That's great to hear.
So for those of you who don't know who Dean Chang is, he was recently appointed as Dean of the Chaplain School of Hospitality and Tourism Management after serving as our interim dean since December of 2017. Dean Chang came to us, or to the U.S., as an international student from Malaysia, and he received his bachelor's degree in food service administration and a master's degree in nutritional science and dietetics at Nebraska-Lincoln University. He also has his PhD in hospitality management from Iowa State University. He has more than 20 years of leadership experience in culinary and hospitality management and has elevated our school to record levels of performance for not only our learners, but our industry partners. We are so fortunate to have him here with us today.
Yes, we are.
Well, yes. Thank you. That's quite an introduction. I'm yes. So flattered. I'm not really sure who you're talking about. Sure.
So our podcast today is going to start off with a few questions for our dean so our listeners are able to learn a little bit more about him. So I'll go ahead and start. So Dean Chang, what have been your greatest moments and challenges as our dean?
Well, I think without a doubt, what we're experiencing today right now with this pandemic is certainly the greatest challenge. It's I've had several people ask me, did you expect this when you took on the role as a dean? I go, no, but I guess, you know, you have to do the job no matter what you sign up for, no matter what happens. So definitely what's happening with the pandemic and COVID-19 and its impact and the uncertainty around it, you know, is causing us all to pivot, causing us all to look at higher education differently, actually look at our lives differently. So I think that's really a challenge. You know, we've had to go to online learning in a hurry. And it really started way before it hit the US, because we have a program in China. And it started really blowing up in China, I think, at the end of January and early February. And we made a decision back then on January 27th, when I remember being on the conference call and FIU leadership, and they said, we need to fly our study abroad students and our faculty out of China, like right away, like ASAP. So I said, okay, I'm on it. So the very next day, we booked a whole bunch of one-way tickets, and I was really glad that we did it. And that was during the, what they call the spring festival break, which is a two-week period, right before Chinese New Year. And the classes were set to resume on February 3rd in China. And by then we knew we had to go to an alternative method of learning at that point. There was no way anybody was going to come back to campus. And it was only a couple of days after we flew out of China that we heard from our partners in Tianjin, the University of Commerce, that the campus will be closed and everybody's going remote. And we have to see what happens on February 24th when the campus is supposed to reopen for regular classes. So I told my faculty, we had a quick faculty meeting with our faculty in China. And I said, our number one priority is our students. Okay, we need to make sure that we continue to offer the classes, that they stay on track and they finish their semester successfully and on time. Because for a lot of our students in China, the next step after this is graduate school. So if we had to delay it, it would not be good. It would mean a slowdown in the application, a slowdown in the ability to apply for internships or even new positions in China. So right then, we made a commitment that we're going to stay with the schedule and finish on time. And I'm glad we did. You know, we've been very good with that. And we did a crash course in online learning for our faculty during that week, and they all stepped up to the plate. They all took it on, and we were still in it, you know, of course. So I would say that's probably one of the greatest challenges. And then as far as greatest moments, you know, again, it's related to this pandemic, and we saw immediately what was happening here and how much it was affecting the hospitality industry. And we realized that, my God, it's just people getting laid off left and right. You know, restaurants are being told you cannot have any more dine-ins, hotels have been shuttered. And we just saw the impact, and we felt we have got to do something, not just for our students and alumni, but really for this industry that has helped us, that has provided internships and jobs and opportunities for our students and for our graduate. We need to do something. So together with the South Beach Wine Food Festival Committee, we established a relief fund that was launched about a week and a half ago with $1 million. It was $500,000 from the South Beach Wine Food Festival proceeds for this year. And then we found some donors. A lot of it was from Bacardi, $250,000. And then from Badia Spices, another one of the partners. And the South Beach Wine Food Festival team raised another $150,000 to get us the million. And with that, we launched it. And we've had applications pouring in left and right. And our number one goal is to provide immediate financial relief for the employees of independently owned and operated restaurants. So I'm happy to say we've been very successful with that one. We've got a lot of great feedback and gratitude, not just from the owners and operators, but also from the employees.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, Dean Chang. So, Dean Chang, if you can rewind time and go back, is there anything that you would change that you've done, or is there some advice that you would tell your past self?
I don't know that I would change anything, because I really believe that every mistake you make, and if you learn something from it, that is a good thing. Right. So if I hadn't made the mistakes that I made, and trust me, there's been a whole bunch of stupid mistakes over the years. But the main thing is you learn from it. So you try not to do it again. But man, if you did it twice, hopefully the second time the lesson is even more stronger to you. So I don't know that would change anything. You know, there's always questions of doubt and whether or not this is the right career for you and whether or not this is the right path that you're choosing, especially when you're younger. And I remember having those kind of thoughts myself. You know, when I was younger, when I was going through, I mean, quite honestly, I changed majors 3 times as an undergraduate. So it's like, you know, by the third one, okay, I gotta finish this. And this was hospitality with food service administration. And I realized that, you know, I do like this life. I do like working with food. I like the people in it. So I'm going to finish my bachelor's degree at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And then after you finish that, and I saw a lot of my peers, my fellow Malaysians, they're all leaving either to go get a job because you have the 1 year OPT period, or they were going home to Malaysia. And I was like, I don't want to do either one of those things. And I was very fortunate that my advisor at that point asked me if I wanted to do a graduate assistantship. So that's how I got my master's degree. But even then, though, I finished that, and my first job was food service manager. I was a food service manager for about 3 years. And I would say probably grossly underpaid and way overqualified. I was thinking that at the time, you know, I was like, man, did I make the right choice? But no, you know, as it turns out, years later, that this master's degree and the opportunity to earn it and do your thesis gave me the research skills that I needed to do my PhD. So that's how I see it. So I was like, man, if I'm learning something from my mistakes, so from my life choices, then it's good. I don't know that I'll change anything.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, Dean Chang.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
You were talking a little bit about your college life. Do you have any advice you'd like to share to college students now?
Say, you know, when you're young and invincible, like right now, so, you know, travel the world, because once you get a real job and then your ability to travel reduces greatly. So as much as can, I would travel the world. I'd be adventurous. And really, people care less than you think. So you were always worried about, oh, what will people think when we're young? But you know, people don't really care. So try something new, try something different. Don't care about what other people think. But there's one other thing.
What?
That I learned the hard way too, which I'll share again later. But your professors are always right. You know, no matter how smart or how smart you think you are, your professors are still correct. Unfortunately, you know, it's the life experience that they bring to the classroom, and when they're talking to you, it's true. When they're telling you something, they really are telling you something, and you want to listen. And sometimes, you know, I remember being just too stubborn-headed, not really listening and believing them. And then I look back and go, yeah, you know, you're right. I was wrong. I didn't see it that way.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Dean Chang. What are some of the wins and disappointments that you can share that have happened throughout your career?
I think for wins, so this is one of those things I was mentioning earlier, taking the risk and just trying it. You know? So this whole, I created a culinology discipline. So I did culinology is the blending of culinary arts and food science. Now, if you recall, my background is in food service administration. Nutritional science and dietetics. There's no culinary arts and no food science in there anywhere. But when I was given this opportunity, while I was at Metro Community College, and they said, hey, you want to go to this conference? It's the Research Chefs Association conference. You know, and we got this draft curriculum called, at that point, it was called a Research Chefs Curriculum. I go, sure. But even before I went to the conference, the job that was hired at Metro Community College in Omaha, Nebraska, was to be the program coordinator for the culinary arts program. Now, mind you, in any hospitality management program, okay, you don't really learn culinary arts. You go to culinary school for that. And this was definitely a community college culinary program. So I got there and I'm thinking, my God, these guys all know a lot more than I do. So I just started taking classes, culinary classes, along with the students, just so I could understand what they were talking about, like what is mise en place, what is small dice, what is medium dice, what is gamma J, all those terms. I had to learn that stuff. So that's the extent of my culinary knowledge is from those classes and being around the folks in that environment. So going to the RCA, the Research Chefs Association Conference, I was in a whole other world. And this is a world where we had a lot of food product developers, or research chefs, actually, people who have classically trained chefs who have ventured into the world of food manufacturing. And they were developing food products, which requires them to have some knowledge of food science. And again, I had no knowledge of food science at that point. So I had to go take classes and teach myself what food science is in order to do this curriculum. But, you know, you took a chance. And that's what I did. I just like, okay, I can do this. So I did my research, put in the time, proposed a draft version of the curriculum, and then showed it to the RCA board. They liked it. We made some tweaks here and there, and then we launched it. And ever since then, you know, we've had the curriculum in about 16 different universities across the world. So that's one thing I'd say it will be a win for me. The other win I would say too, if your supervisor ever asks you to write your own job description, say yes. Okay, so that happened to me quite literally. At Metro Community College, I was hired into this position, and I just kept on taking more and more responsibilities. And about 3 years into it, I'm like, you know, what I'm doing today doesn't really match up with my job description. And I was telling my supervisor at the point that he was the dean for business and social sciences. And she goes, well, why don't you just write it up? I was like, okay. So I wrote it up, and it was a $10,000 increase after I wrote it up.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's the kind of wins, you know, you're like, yeah, I'll write up a job description of what I'm doing today. Happy to.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, so that's one of those things where you just take a chance. You know, it, you never know what could happen.
Taking chances. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I have not only had the pleasure, my colleagues, actually, and I of having Dean Chang as an amazing dean, but I also took one of his restaurant management courses. And through the course, he brought amazing, amazing restaurant owners and partners who worked in the food and beverage industry. And for those of our listeners who don't know, Dean Chang is a big foodie and adventurous at eating different things as well. So with that said, Dean Chang, what is your favorite food?
Oh, everything is bad for you, honestly. I mean, I'm fortunate to be married to a dietitian, and she teaches me one of the earliest lesson. I just say today, everything, you can eat whatever you want, just do it in moderation. So I have followed that rule, and it allows me to enjoy all kinds of food. But when I do go out and eat, which is quite a bit, you know, if there's collard greens on the menu with bacon, that's something I would order. Ooh, if there's fried chicken, I would also order that. But I also do it in moderation, and I'm not going to go seek out fried chicken. It just happens if the restaurant has it, we'll order it. And then one of my guilty foods is Nutella. And honestly, I don't know anybody in the culinary industry who hates Nutella. It's like, it's like one of those things where, you know, it's like crack. People just love it. Right. Then there's also sushi, and I think I'm drawn to sushi because the flavors are clean. You can literally taste everything in every single bite, and it's just so organized and presentable. It takes a lot of work to make it, and I think that's how they came up with poke bowls, because somebody didn't want to roll sushi anymore, so they just put everything in the bowl. They all taste the same, anyways. What else? Oh, chips and salsa. So I like flavors, you know, and chip and salsa is one of those things where there's high peaks of flavors and then there's low peaks of flavors. So it's got a whole flavor explosion going on in your mouth. And then there's some of my favorite foods from home. It's something called popiah, and it's like a Chinese crepe, but it's savory. And it's got this braised turnip and radishes in it, and then there's a black soy sauce that goes on it, and as you're biting into it, there's a whole bunch of different flavors coming out too. It's like a comfort food for me.
Mm. Okay. This made me really hungry, Dean Chang.
Speaking about favorites, what is your favorite movie?
I don't know that I have one. I mean, you know, movies come and goes, and I just know that I've seen one and it's stuck in my head. But I can tell you, there's one Broadway musical that I've gone to and watched, and it's stuck in my head. I just could never forget it. And that's American Idiot with Green Day.
If yes. You ever,
did no longer playing at the place, but if you get a chance, go to it. It's like, okay. It's one of those musicals where you're sitting at the edge of your seat and you're feet bouncing up and down, and you're going along with the songs, and just like engaged the whole time. It's etched into my mind. I just love it.
I love that song, and I love Green Day.
So do I. Yeah.
If you can tell by the
and this was a few years ago on Broadway when my wife and I went to it, and I've never heard of the band Green Day, never heard the music before. And I wasn't really sure what to expect, and went in there. I'm like, wow, this is a really good Broadway musical. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I totally would, if they were playing again, I totally would go to it again.
Well, if you like the lead singer of Green Day, I was watching a movie on Netflix yesterday where he stars. He's the main character. It's called Ordinary World. It's a really good movie. I recommend it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's really so Netflix? Good. It's on Netflix, and it has the lead singer of Green Day. It's pretty much talking a little bit about him going through a midlife crisis and him having like a family and throughout that process. So it's really good. I recommend it. Ordinary World is what it's called.
I will look it up.
And, thank you. And of course. And so I know that you love to exercise, Dean Chang, and you're always on your Peloton. So my last question to you is, what are the top 5 songs on your playlist that get you pumped during your rides?
So, as you know, I'm a Peloton fanatic. Yes. It keeps me sane. But we don't really control the playlist. So you pick whatever rides you want, whichever program on the Peloton. And then, but there are certain songs when they come up. And I'm like, yeah, I can really get on this, you know. So anything by Queen is really good. It gets me really excited. I like EDM too, but I've never gone to Ultra. I don't think I want to go to Ultra. I've always been fascinated by it, thinking to myself, I'm going to go. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to go. So I think I want to watch from a distance. You know, if Ultra was playing off of my balcony, yeah, I would go. But to go to the crowd, I just think, nothing. I know I'm like way past the age of going to Ultra at this point.
You're never too old.
I know. So, David Guetta, you know, his music, I love his music. Ed Sheeran, I love his music too. So yeah, but pretty much anything by Queen gets me excited. Ooh. I love that movie they just did. No, when they were doing the tour last year, I really wanted tickets, but I couldn't get any. I'm so sad.
Aww.
I know, I'm hoping to come back this year or next year.
Fingers crossed. Well, thank you so much.
Oh no, I was gonna tell Dean Chang, I can't wait to hear back your playlist at our school. So for our listeners, Dean Chang has the best playlist, honestly, throughout the hallways in his office. It's an amazing vibe.
Thank you. I think it uplifts everybody.
Yes.
Well, at least I hope it does. Until somebody puts on like, you know, country music, then I go, okay, who picked that one today?
Hey. I'm a fan of country music.
Oh, sorry, Nat. We didn't know.
I had no idea. It must have been you, Natalie. Natalie. We'll have to disable your access now.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to answer our questions, Dean Chang. Now, the next segment of our podcast is called Real World Talks Trivia.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. So Natalie is going to ask each one of us two questions on a fun topic. So she'll ask me two questions, she'll ask you two questions, and she will ask Kathy two questions.
Okay.
Whoever answers the most questions correctly wins. And you have about 10 seconds to answer the question. So Natalie will kind of go into what the topic for our trivia will be for this week.
So this week, yes. So this week, our topic is food trivia.
It's very no fun. Way.
Yes.
Yes way.
Since you're our guest, you'll go first. I'll go easy on you, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So you have 10 seconds on the clock. Your first question is, sweet egg tarts originated from which country?
China.
And I'll give you another chance to answer.
Sweet egg tarts, China. I'm pretty sure they came from China. They don't?
No, it comes from Portugal.
Oh, well, they stole the recipe from China then.
Maybe so. Okay, so your next question is, which pie is made up of beef?
Ooh, which pie? What do you mean pie?
Pie.
Oh, pie.
Mm-hmm.
Made up of beef?
Yes.
Depends on what cuisine you're asking. I'm gonna pass. Can I call a friend?
Maybe you can ask for help from one of our co-hosts, maybe Kathy or Lourdes. Would you like that?
Kathy, would you like to take on the question?
I would love to take that. Is it mince or like the minced beef pie or something like that?
No, but you are close. It's cottage pie.
Oh, wait, shepherd's pie, darn it. Ah.
Yes.
Are we talking
you should have
English
asked me
food.
That's right. I don't know. Oh.
You're going to find
a okay, since you're our guest, world. I'll just give you one bonus question, Dean Chang.
Okay.
And I feel like you'll get this because you mentioned this.
I don't know. It's like 0-2 at the moment.
Seaweed is traditionally used to wrap which food?
Kiwi?
Seaweed is traditionally...
Oh, seaweed. Sushi. Mm.
Yes, correct.
Yay! I can't believe I got one right. Please don't take my foodie title.
Natalie's trivia questions are challenging. Okay, yes. She got me good last time.
They are. And I'm still contesting the whole sweet egg tart question. It came from China.
Okay. I'll give you one by the way. You have a 1.5 then.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so Lourdes, you will be next since you were our winner from last time.
Okay.
Okay, so you have 10 seconds. What is the national dish of Germany?
Ooh.
I can't say it, can I?
Oh, if she calls in a friend, she can, but you have 8 seconds.
Schnitzel?
And I'll give you a chance to call a friend since you were our winner last time. Would you like any of your guests or your co-hosts to assist you?
Okay, Dean Chang, please help me.
Smart move.
I'm going to guess. I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess it's currywurst.
You're close. It's pot roast. It's a type of beef. So
pot roast.
That's what I have.
I don't know. I was thinking currywurst as in the sausage with the curry sauce.
Oh no! But that sounds really good.
It could be the national dish in the bars at Germany.
Mm. Oh, definitely. Okay. I have your next question, Lourdes.
Okay.
This is easy. I'm going. I'm scared. Don't worry. Name the most iconic food item in Chicago City.
Ooh. You got this.
You got this.
Come on.
Deep dish pizza?
Yes, correct. Ooh.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. You see, Dean Chang, she's coming for you.
Yes.
Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't be afraid. I'm going to go easy.
I'm never scared. Go for it.
I don't know. She's got a bad track record of going easy. She does.
Name the most ordered food in America.
Burgers and fries?
And I can give you a slight clue. Dean Chang mentioned this food and his favorite food or one of his guilty pleasures.
Ooh, fried chicken?
Correct.
Wow, what do you know?
Good job.
I had no idea.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fried chicken.
That's so weird.
I love it.
Me too.
So, okay.
By the way, have you guys ever been to Chica? Sorry to derail a little bit. But Chica, right on Biscayne Boulevard, has these things called chicken chicharrones. And they're like literally fried chicken pieces for adults. Ooh. It is so good. Chicken nugget for adults, basically. Oh my God.
Oh,
I meant to stop there tonight.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It
will be on my top list to go to once we're back to normal.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. This is your next question. The official state pie of Florida is?
When do we have a pie? She always hits me with these questions.
I know.
A pie? Oh, wait.
Kat, you know this.
Just coffee just kicked in. Is it key lime?
Yes!
Oh, wow!
Happy? Okay.
All right, 2 cups of coffee this morning. Woohoo!
Yes.
You guys are rocking it.
So,
we gotta make it proud, DK.
I am very proud. As always.
Our top two right now is Kathy. Kathy had 2. Dean Chang had 1.5. Dean Chang, do you want to defend your title and answer one question?
I will step up to the challenge.
Yes.
Okay. So this is easy. So either Kathy or Dean Chang, whoever answers it first is the winner.
Oh my God.
Meat and potatoes, mentality of America is which two foods? You have 10 seconds.
What do you mean is which two foods?
Steak and potatoes?
Yes. Meat and potatoes, mentality of America is which two foods?
Isn't it like steak and something? I thought it was steak and potatoes.
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand the question?
Okay, I don't maybe understand the question.
Okay, maybe I should ask a different one.
Yes.
Baklava belongs to which country?
Greece.
Turkey.
It's Kathy. Kathy got it.
It's one of those countries in Europe. Good job, Kathy.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I will owe you egg tarts, okay? I will be work back in China.
Yes.
Extra egg tarts.
And you'll see my point. They were created in China, sold in China, and eaten in China for like centuries before Portuguese people came into existence.
I love it. I love it.
I agree. Chang is dropping some knowledge over here.
I love it. My drop on the egg tarts.
Goes way back to the Han Dynasty. The Chinese were the first inhabitants on the planet.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Awesome. Well, this ends our Real World Talks podcast for today. Thank you so much to our special guest, Dean Michael Chang.
Yes, thank you, Dean Chang.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. This was so much fun.
Aw, well, aww, you're more than welcome to come back at any time.
I'd be happy to.
And if you listeners have any topics of conversation for our next podcast, any questions that you want to ask us, or the next topic for Real World Talks Trivia, send it to us. My email is logomez@fiu.edu. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you all next week. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Career Development Office wants to give some special shout-outs to our everyday heroes out there right now. So our first shout-out goes to our healthcare providers that are keeping us alive and healthy throughout this crisis. Also to our FIU faculty and staff members, especially our chaplain school family, who are trying to be as supportive as possible through our new normal of kind of adjusting everything through online, but definitely still providing that extra hospitality service to our students. And last but not least, to our hospitality professionals and our students who work in the industry, the Career Development Office wants to send much love and hoping that everyone stays safe throughout this time. Thank you.